This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let me do the math on the amount of hours left to the event. 30-some, right? Started yesterday at 58 hours. It's 24 hours later, you know. It's not too complicated, but we are counting down to Donald J. Trump taking the stage. Fargo, North Dakota, Shields Arena. I want to talk a little bit about that today on the program. Of course, preview that a little bit. We have a couple of interesting guests today. Corey Lewandowski will be here. You may remember him as the former campaign manager for Donald Trump. Also the author of the book with David Bossie, Let Trump Be Trump. He'll be here at the bottom of the hour to talk about just how President Trump connects with the audience. Isn't it just amazing? I mean, you don't have to like Donald Trump. Most of us do in this part of the world, which is why I love living here. But I understand if you don't. But I would hope you would watch an event in which there is people in the crowd from all walks of life. Every, race, color, creed, I mean, and clearly connecting with the president. It's pretty amazing. It really is pretty amazing. You know, it just doesn't happen a lot. Really doesn't. So anyway, it's exciting stuff, and we'll talk to Corey a little bit about, you know, the magic behind that, because he saw much of that during the campaign. Then we have another Trump-related guest, a fellow by the name of Christopher Ruddy. He is the founder of Newsmax. If you get Newsmax magazine or familiar with Newsmax TV, the Newsmax website, he is a Florida friend of the president's, is a member of Mar-a-Lago, and regularly with the president, and so he'll have some good insight. I like Chris Ruddy a lot. And also, we're going to talk to Gary Presler, who is the VP for North Dakota NARO, the National Association of Royalty Owners. Of course, their gathering is coming up Thursday and Friday. We're going to be there Friday. Looking forward to that. For our friends at RoyaltyMatters.com, McKinsey Mineral Management, Jeff Comer and crew. So it should be a lot of fun. We'll be there on Friday broadcasting from their booth. So if you stop by, it'll be kind of fun. You can get the scoop on the new app from McKinsey Mineral Management as well. Friday, NARO, North Dakota Convention in Bismarck. So, should be good. Okay. Let's see. What else have we got for you today? Supreme Court is going to be making some decisions today. And one is on the issue of the travel ban. You remember the president said, look, here are the countries we've identified through our national security apparatus, defense apparatus, they're not properly vetting refugees before they come into the United States. And other countries are doing it fine. We have no problem with them. The countries that are not, we've got a problem. Well, remember the court action, remember everything else. So it's all the way up to the Supreme Court, their decision coming today on this. On the heels of something that I have to tell you just disturbs me. I found this out secondhand, but I have a friend who said something to another friend about how the fact that I was, I don't like immigrants anymore. Scott's changed. He doesn't like immigrants anymore. I wouldn't even probably mention this as this just something in passing, but this is someone I like. Actually, have been a customer of before. And I thought, what in the world would give that person the idea that I don't like immigrants? This country was built on immigrants. It was built on legal immigrants coming here. Do you think your grandparents and great-grandparents would approve of having to do what they did to get over here and now see the amount of illegal traffic across the border. You think they think that's okay and say, oh, you know, they're just like us, come on in. I hope, believing we need a strong border, because if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. There are no rules. You just come in and do whatever you want. You got to have a border, right? So my belief that we have a border and that it be protected and there be laws that are followed means one thing. Illegal immigration is un-American. It's a bad deal. Illegal immigration, that does not mean someone that comes here legally is bad, lumped into the same group. Gosh, I don't like that one bit, as you probably can tell. So, I'll ask you, does if you oppose any effort to control the traffic of illegal immigration, does that make you anti-immigrant? Anybody think that's the case? Please tell me. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also email me, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text me. Todd's off today, but 367-2054. 367-2054 to text me and answer those questions. Let me take Jamie and Bismarck on What's on Your Mind, waiting to chat here. Go ahead, Jamie, you're up.
Morning, Scott. Hey,
how are you?
Everybody. I'm great. I'm
good,
great
job
today. I just want everybody in Bismarck to know that the March for Our Lives, David Hogg, gun-grabbing fascist bus tour sponsored by millions of Democrat dollars is pulling into Bismarck Thursday. They're going to be at the event center. Their event's at 6 p.m., but we're organizing a pro-gun rally out front of the front doors of that. People start showing up there around 4:30, but...
How many people do you think they're going to try? I bet you have more people outside than are inside.
I'm hoping so. And we got a lot of gun owners in this state, but you know, a lot of them like to bellyache about people like Hogg and his ilk, but they sure don't like to show up for anything to tell them to get lost, and we don't agree with their agenda here. So we'll see who shows up. I mean, me and a couple other people are organizing already, so all you got to do is show up and show your support for your gun rights, because, you know, what these people here are pushing is what I found is most North Dakotans don't appreciate.
And it really is, I have to say, a little bit, what's the word I'm searching for? Pathetic to see these students used in the way they're being used. I mean, they're being funded by, this is all a plan. This is all a plan. It's a plan to use the debt of their classmates to try and get new laws, and you put students out front to do it, and, you know, it's just, it's not bad.
Well, they always claim it's grassroots, it's this big grassroots movement, but, I mean, if you dig into it, you'll see who's funding it, and it's grassroots if you're a big leftist and you're a multimillionaire, that's who's funding it. I'm sure these kids put together all these big buses and this big tour, and Hogg's already got a book out. I'm sure that was all grassroots. They all did that by themselves down in Parkland High School, right? All right, Scott. Thanks for letting me call your show all the time, buddy. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Well, I hope you have a good crowd there. Thursday, what time are you going to gather?
Oh, people should start showing up there about 4:30. I think the official start time is 5:30, but I know a bunch of people are going to be there early. I'll be one of them there early, so.
Very good. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you saw this, but David Hogg was in New York City a couple of days ago.
Okay. And, no, I didn't see it.
And he had bodyguards with guns. So it's interesting. that's okay. But, yeah.
Go figure that one. Huh?
Yeah, exactly right.
Leftist means being a hypocrite. That's more true every day.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate the call, Jamie. Thanks.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. The president is going to be here tomorrow taking the stage. I want to spend some time on a issue related to the size of the crowd today, and an email that I got from Southwest North Dakota saying, that's a long way. We don't want to come and not get in. What do you think? What time should we be there? All that. I want to talk about that and spend a little time on that today. So we're going to do that. And so please be listening. We know now that 20,000 tickets have been requested. All right. 20,000 tickets have been requested. The formula that they judge these, and they've done a lot of these rallies, so who are we to question it, I guess, is one out of three of the tickets requested are actually ever used. So, therefore, that brings that number down by quite a bit. So, but still short of the capacity of the arena. And, you know, obviously more tickets can be requested yet even today. They don't cut that off at any point until you get to the event. So, I want to talk a little bit about that. Also talk about his message and what you want to hear from him. Did a rally in South Carolina last night. I'll play you a little bit of that coming up. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome, 800-228-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And Hot Springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy-efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points, a lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And, yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. Of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by My Pillow. Most important thing to your sleep is what? Most important thing to your health is what? They go together, see? Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep is My Pillow. Simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. I found out last night Mike Lindell is going to be here in Fargo tomorrow. Friend of the president, so I suppose. Short little hop up from Minneapolis. He's going to come up and see the president. That was pretty cool, isn't it? You hear about that pillow fight they did? This is a really cool deal. World record for the largest pillow fight in history was at the Pulse event, U.S. Bank Stadium. And the whole event, it was Nick Hall's deal. It was a great deal dedicated to giving hope to those who have been hurting or have lost hope and to connect folks with Jesus. Mike was using his story of being a drug addict, finding his way, and becoming a successful businessman to encourage others to redirect their lives, bring Jesus into it. That's Mike's story. He is relentless. It's fantastic. 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT will get you the standard pillow for the lowest price ever, complete with a blue carrying case. That's the one they used in the pillow fight, 800-506-9028, or mypillow.com. Bruce Tioga, you're next up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Top of the morning, sir. How's life in your world?
Top of the morning to you as well. I'm doing just great. Thank you.
I just wanted to call in regarding this immigration thing. This is one of the things that I climb up on my soapbox about. My wife is from the Philippines. It took me over a year to get her here the right way, and that was with just her green card. She still does not have her citizenship card, her citizenship. She doesn't have that, but she's got her green card now. And to have people just come strolling back and forth across the border, this is terrible. And she she ended up going to work with a business in Tioga, and there were some locals that that worked with her in Mexico that were from Mexico, and they were just all upset because of our President Trump doing what he's doing and trying to protect our country. They said, well, that we shouldn't let them do that. We shouldn't let him do this and that and the other. I said, well, then what's the point of having a country? People come and go as they please. What's the point of having a country? Go home. And they didn't like that a bit. But at the end of the day, my wife is probably one of the most proud people that you'll ever see because of her green card. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she does when she gets her citizenship.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. On that note, by the way, the Supreme Court just announced the decision on the Trump travel ban. It has been upheld 5-4. So Trump has been vindicated on the travel ban from all the, you know, remember the judges that decided that they were politicians all of a sudden? Yeah. So, again, how in the world we even had to go to court and take the time of the Supreme Court on whether or not a president can take counsel from his Defense Department about, you know, the countries that are sending people here not vetting them properly and saying, whoa, 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 time out until you get this down and do it right. We're not going to have you here. And they overturn that? It's unbelievable. But it's good news. Good news for the, and again, another 5-4 decision. So another example of how important that Supreme Court balance is right now. There are some.
Well, thank you for having me on the show there. I appreciate it. You have a great day, sir.
You too, Bruce. Thanks for calling, and thanks for sharing your comments. I said earlier, being against illegal immigration does not make one against immigration. Look at what his wife's gone through to get here. It's still not all the way across the finish line. How is it fair to say, okay, come across, let's go? How is it fair? How is that? Now, I'm all for saying, okay, in this case, they're coming from horrific conditions in some of these Central American countries. That's where foreign aid comes in. That's where, I like Donald Trump's version of foreign aid versus the old way of doing it, where you just keep giving them truckloads of money and never get any improvement or performance. But if it actually is, you know, measured and monitored and done with, a lot better than what's happening at the border right now. I'm not saying, you know, let these people die in these countries. To the extent we can help, we should help. It solves our problem as well because they're not fleeing across the border. But you can't do that all across the globe and not go belly up. But I don't think any of that, anything that I just said, makes me anti-immigrant. Do you? 258-0550, 258-0550. Let's see here. This is Donald Trump last night in South Carolina. I want to play you a clip of what he had to say and talk a little bit about this.
Okay. If you get down 12, it's over. If the polls are real. But I said, it can't be real. We just went to Michigan. We had 30,000 people. We just went to other places. Excuse me. We went to South Carolina, but I didn't come here that often. You know why? Because we were leading by a lot. So I said, if you don't mind, do you mind if I don't come back here? I'm going to go to places like that we have it a little bit closer. And nobody said, don't worry about it. They said, you stay out of here, Mr. President. Almost to be Mr. President. But it really has been an incredible journey for all of us. We are the super elite. We are the super elite. It is true. We are. And we're going to call ourselves that. I said the other day, because as you saw my last speech, it's in Minnesota, great place, unbelievable crowd. It seated 9,000 and they had 15 or 20,000 people outside. Couldn't get it. It was incredible. Just like you have a lot of people outside. You just can't. If I ever come
into
an arena.
You cannot get into the arena.
All right. That is Donald Trump in South Carolina last night with a little bit of his message. What do you want him to say here? I'd love for him to talk a little bit about trade and his strategy behind trade and how he's doing it differently. And, you know, you notice the Farmers Union and Great Plains Food Bank is staging a farm protest. That's their welcome for the president tomorrow. Yeah, real wise. Groups like this are just running around saying, boy, unless you do it exactly like everybody else has done it, it's bad, it's bad, it's terrible, it's awful, you can't do it. And I think people just need to understand his strategy here, what he's trying to do. What he's trying to do is avoid the status quo. David and Beulah, let's get you in. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, yeah, I heard you talking about David Hogg walking with armed guards.
Yeah.
Well, I think the reason he's doing that is because people like you incite crazy people to encourage them to shoot him, man. That's why he's doing that. He's afraid of the crazies that listen to this show, man. That's what it is.
Well, how have I...
The people you encourage.
Well, but again, encourage it how? Tell me one thing
it would be a good idea to do...
Pardon me?
By laughing at him, by making fun of him for all the terrible things he has seen and what he's speaking up for. He wants no more killings, no more madness, no more gun killings. He wants people, crazy people, to not
have guns. Actually, he wants your gun is what he wants.
He wants what?
He wants your gun, actually, and lots of others. I think he just soon see less guns. His rhetoric is very, very left. It has no chance of getting anywhere in the United States Congress. But you've proven nothing, because whether you believe I've made fun of him or not, that's certainly not inciting violence against him. Come on.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's primary voting today in a half dozen states: New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. The highest profile race is in Utah. That's where 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney is heavily favored to win the GOP Senate nomination. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, Governor Henry McMaster's in a tense runoff with Republican challenger John Warren. President Trump was campaigning with McMaster in South Carolina Carolina last night. The president, though, talking about some other issues as well, including recent calls for members of his administration to be harassed in public.
It's the party of Maxine Waters. Do you believe her?
The president referring there to Democrats. Meanwhile, House Democrat Maxine Waters says she did call for administration officials to be harassed, but not to be harmed. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, counting down the days to, the hours now. We're counting down the hours to Donald Trump's taking the stage. Shields Arena tomorrow. 20,000 tickets requested, we've learned. 6,000 seats in the arena. So it's going to be quite the event. They tell us that one of three tickets normally are actually used. So pretty close to getting everybody in there. But we'll talk more about that at the top of the hour. Our next guest is a former campaign manager and regular confidant for Donald Trump, also author of Let Trump Be Trump with David Bossie, Corey Lewandowski, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Corey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Well, great. We're excited for the president to visit tomorrow, and I thought it'd be a good chance for you to tell our listeners a little bit about these rallies. You've been part of many of them. Why are they so electric? What happens?
Well, look, I think you guys know this. The Trump supporters are so supportive of what he's been able to accomplish that they stand in line for hours. They drive a long way. They wait for him. And then he just fires up the crowd because he is such a special person when it comes to delivering a message, whether it is reminding the American people of the tax cuts that he's been able to achieve, talking about his success on the courts, whether it's the Supreme Court or the lower courts, or it is talking about a fair trade system that we have been taking advantage of for too long. He is now talking to the American people with a message which is very simple. It's called America First. It's the message that every president should have, but he's the first one to do it. And the response, and you know this, across the country is overwhelmingly supportive.
I was just talking about, I'd love for him to talk a little bit about his strategy on trade and that he's after a level playing field, reciprocity, as he calls it, on the tariffs, because obviously it's big ag country here. And some folks are nervous, and of course, I'm sure this will surprise you, Corey, the Democrats are exploiting this, talking about how, the president's trade policy is wrecking the market and prices, and it's disastrous, and it's awful, and it's terrible. They're even doing a counter rally tomorrow with tractors and a farm protest of the president, largely trying to stir the pot, basically, on trade. Would you talk about the president's trade theory and what you want folks to know about it?
Sure. It's the most simplistic thing that you can have happen, which is this. Here's what the president said. He went to Canada and went up to the G7, and he went to the other world leaders, and he said, okay, fellas, ladies, here's what I'm going to make a deal with you right now. If you remove all of your tariffs on all U.S. products coming in, and you agree not to subsidize any of the companies that your country has, and you want to trade with the U.S., we will do the same right now, level playing field. No tariffs. No subsidies for anybody, equal across the board. And they looked at him and they said, are you crazy? We will never do that. Because here's why. For 30 years, those countries have taken advantage of the United States. Look, our friends in Canada, these are our friends, by the way, there's a 270% tariff on dairy products going into Canada. We have a $500 billion deficit with China. That's $500 billion. When we send a car to China, there's a 25% tax on it. When they send a car to us, there's a 2.5% tax on it. That's not fair. Okay? That's not free. So the president said, look, let's make it level. Across the board, no tariffs from us, no subsidies from us for our companies. You do the same, and we'll compete in a global marketplace. And they said, absolutely not, because for too long, we've had bad politicians negotiating bad trade deals. And it's time now that we have a president who's standing up for our companies saying, no more. You can't take steel from other countries and have it dumped on our soil and then say to our steel manufacturers, good luck competing, when their cost of labor overseas is a fraction of what we pay. It's not fair to our people, and this president is standing up for it. And I know it's driving some people crazy, but $500 billion deficit is unsustainable for a country that already has a $21 trillion deficit from us right now.
And he tweeted yesterday to the news of Harley Davidson moving some production and said, be patient. By that, I assume he means there's a strategy at work here. Don't blink too quick, right?
Well, that's right. Look, you know, Harley Davidson, you have to remember, Ronald Reagan saved Harley Davidson when the Japanese specifically were taking their motorcycles and dumping them on the U.S. soil. And Ronald Reagan saved Harley Davidson by putting a tariff on those. And the difference is we can compete with anybody in the world. We're the greatest workforce ever. But we can't do it if it's not level. And Harley Davidson is saying, well, we have a marketplace over in the EU, and they're threatening us with tariffs, and we can't compete over in Europe. Well, the difference is, right, the difference here is what the president wants to do is he wants to put tariffs on products coming in that force companies to bring that manufacturing to the United States. And we've seen the president talk about it last night in South Carolina. This president said, look, BMW is now manufacturing in South Carolina. That creates thousands of direct jobs and tens of thousands of jobs indirectly, and it produces tens of millions of dollars to the economy in South Carolina. We see for a change, we're taking car manufacturing back from Mexico and bringing it back into the United States. Now, is every job going to come back? Of course not, because automation and efficiencies have improved things where you don't need as many people to build an automobile as you used to. But why is it that we'd be building cars in Mexico with Mexican labor, bringing it into the United States and paying no tariffs on it? You know, that's not helping us per se. So this president wants to see people back to work. And look, at 3.3 million new jobs have been created since he's been elected. The unemployment rate is at 3.8%, the lowest in basically a lifetime. And the Atlanta Federal Reserve thinks that we're going to see a growth rate of 4.8% next quarter. Those are unheard of numbers. When you think back just 2 years ago under the Obama administration, the new normal was 1.2 and 1.3% growth rate. The economy is booming, and that is what is important, and that's what's putting people back to work.
A couple minutes left with Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager for Donald Trump and author of Let Trump Be Trump. Supreme Court ruling today. The majority ruling with the president to uphold his Trump travel ban. After all of that hue and cry, isn't that interesting?
Well, look, it's not surprising because the Constitution is very clear that the president of the United States holds this authority under the Constitution. The Supreme Court has interpreted the Constitution to reflect exactly what that is. Now, look, again, you can see it all, but what happened in the past on this issue was the Ninth Circuit Court and other courts have members who want to legislate from the bench. They want to bypass the authority of the president, the same authority, mind you, that this president used has been in use since World War II under every president, and never, ever did the courts before strike it down. That's what they're doing to try and stop his agenda. The Supreme Court ruled today, and that's a win.
So the president tomorrow takes the stage. He's been to Duluth in the last week. He was in South Carolina last night. How do you think his message will be different in North Dakota?
Well, look, North Dakota is a very special place, as you know. You've got a very important election coming up there. And what you have in North Dakota is an opportunity to give the president a win when it comes to the U.S. Senate. The problem we have in the U.S. Senate right now is that we have a 51-seat majority. And if we start sending help for the president back to Washington, D.C., and we change the rules, the agenda can even move faster. The problem is these arcane rules of the Senate require 60 votes, And, you know, you've got an incumbent U.S. senator who did not support the president's tax cuts. That's a fact. And so, you know, these incumbent senators, these members, the Democrats specifically, they go back to their state, a conservative state like North Dakota, and they say, I'm a friend of the president. I support him, except when it comes to big issues like giving middle class tax relief. Not one Democrat U.S. senator supported this president. Not one. And that needs to be held accountable at the ballot box. That's why the president's going up to the campaign to try and get a new member to the U.S. Senate.
Last question for you. You know this president as well as anybody in a political sense. He is running at an incredible pace, doing what he's doing and doing great work, as you've laid out today. How does this end? I mean, is this an 8-year deal? He just keeps going at this pace?
This is absolutely an 8-year deal. I had the privilege of flying to Las Vegas on Air Force One with the president on Saturday. He did a 19-hour day on Saturday. He kept on going. He never stops. The reason he is so successful is because he outworks his opponents. He outworked 16 Republicans in the Republican primary. He outworked crooked Hillary during the general election. He's now outworking members of Congress and the U.S. Senate and candidly his staff because he never stops. And if you look at the success of what he's been able to achieve in the deregulation market alone, he has done that through his own sheer will of forcing other people. That when that happens is why he is successful. He is not going to slow down, and he is going to have 6.5 more years of success on behalf of this country.
Appreciate your good work for him, Corey. There's a lot of folks out here rooting for the president, making America great again and keeping America great again at this point. So thanks for the good work.
Well, thank you, and I hope you have a great rally tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Take care. Corey Lewandowski, President Trump's campaign manager during a good chunk of the past election, and, of course, now a top advisor to him, as you heard, on the plane with him to Las Vegas on Air Force One. So the phone's here at 800-228-0550. Dale is up next, wants to talk about the wall. I wouldn't mind hearing about the wall on Friday, too, or tomorrow, rather, Wednesday. We're brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Albert Thompson is the person that started it all over 100 years ago. That's right, 1908, H.A. Thompson and Sons started. Remember the little plumber and all the, you know, all the services they provided in Bismarck? Well, that has grown and grown and grown now across all the regions of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And a commercial service, residential service, a link service. Call them at 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. All right, let's get to Dale, who's traveling. What's on your mind, Dale?
Well, I went to the city of Bismarck here a while back and asked if I could stand on a street corner like the rest of these guys do and collect money for the wall. They told me I would be arrested, and each time I was arrested, the fine would go higher. But you see these people out there day after day after day, they don't get arrested. And if they are getting arrested and their fine is getting higher, how can they afford to stay there?
So wait a minute. Who is this that told you you couldn't do it?
The city of Bismarck.
So, I mean, do they have an ordinance that says here's where you need to...
There's an ordinance against standing on the corner and collecting money. And there is. I know there is. But my question is, how can these other people continue to do this? If they tell me the fine's going to go higher for me, why isn't it going higher for them, and how can they keep doing it?
Yeah, I know Fargo has a deal where there's places they can stand. They for their own safety, tell them they can't stand, you know, like medians and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no place that it's legal and they're doing it illegally and they won't let you do it, that seems to make zero sense whatsoever. Not to mention, I love your idea of collecting dollars for the wall. Just get the darn thing built. We'll figure it out, right? I love it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorsen Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Training here for a moment. Should we the spotlight brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit, and workforce safety and insurance. North Dakota Safety Council, the region's leader in workplace safety training. Here's a heads up. If your workers are exposed to dust from products like concrete, granite, marble, sand, or gravel, you need to attend the North Dakota Safety Council's new Managing Silica Hazards course. Your workers are being exposed to crystalline silica, am I saying that right? I hope so. Which increases their risk of silicosis, lung cancer, kidney disease, and other deadly illnesses. The NDSC course goes beyond hazard recognition to teach you how to protect your employees by understanding the OSHA standards, including how to create and write an exposure control plan. This is important. Managing silica hazards being taught across the state. Here's some dates. Bismarck, July 12th. Dickinson, August 3rd. Minot, August 15th. Got it? Bismarck, 12th of July. Dickinson, the 3rd of August. Minot, the 15th. Register online at ndsc.org. Click that training registration icon right there. Tim is next on What's on Your Mind. Tim, go ahead.
Good morning. I don't know what Mr. Lewandowski is really up to, but he's way off the mark when it comes to this tariff business. And if he were in agriculture, he wouldn't be talking the way he's talking right now. I don't blame Harley-Davidson one bit for doing what they're doing, because they have to sell bikes, motorcycles. They have to survive. And if they have to make them in Europe or make them in Brazil, or I hear they got a plant over somewhere in Asia, they're doing what they got to do to keep their customers. Right now, the U.S. dairy industry is hurting, and hurting bad. They can't get dairy products into Canada without huge tariffs. And I would suggest that while you want to rub shoulders with the president tomorrow, maybe you should go over and talk to the dairy people, not Farmers Union, but talk to the dairy people to see what they're up against. I mean, milk is down to nothing per hundredweight. And here's the other thing.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, but milk, or dairy rather, has not exactly been a picnic for a number of years. I think the difference here is that there's some folks willing to see, okay, short-term pain, long-term gain. Let's get a new strategy. Let's not have the way it's been, where farmers get jammed every time in every trade deal. And if you're going to fix something that's been a mess for a long time, you don't just snap your fingers and fix it. So I think the president's counsel here is just be patient. There's a strategy here. Let it go. That's what I was asking Corey about. Now, well, that's, okay. That's one approach. The other approach is to protest and to talk about how horrible it is. Pick yours. I know which one I'd pick.
I'll throw this out for one other thing, because I'll speak to our area right here. I know of farmers, grain farmers, that the only way they could get an operating this loan this year was the banker said, you will only plant soybeans. You don't get money for any other crop, but we'll give it to you for soybeans. So that's what they've got in. Right now, soybeans is below $8 a bushel.
Yeah, but isn't it in the ground right now, Tim?
Yeah, it's growing, Scott.
I understand, but you're not selling it when it's in the ground, number one. Number two, I don't know if you've noticed, but when this all started back whenever it was, considerably early, late spring, the price of soybeans dropped, and then they went above where they were at before. So
They're below $8, and China is buying.
I understand, but my point is that doesn't mean that's going to be when it's time to market the soybeans. You're panicking.
Okay.
You're panicking is what you're doing. And I'm just
remember what you said, because in September they start combining soybeans. Remember this.
I understand. I realize that, but we're in July.
There's no way they're going to get this settled by then. No way.
You're very negative about it, Tim, and that's perfectly, 100% you're right to be. There's no doubt about it. But there's two ways to choose to be about something, positive and negative. And I'm negative about how farmers have been jammed for far, far too long. And every trade deal been jammed.
I see
pockets of some really big things coming here. When China says, we'll buy as much as you can grow. U.S.
I'm positive too, because I get my paycheck from agriculture. I got a feedlot. I help my neighbors put in their crops and harvest them. So I got a stake in this game. Now, if they can't pay their bills, they ain't paying me. We had a number of so-called farm retirement auctions this spring and early summer.
Wait a minute now. So you're saying the farm retirement auctions that have happened the spring and summer are related to trade policy and trade negotiations? This has been going on for a long time. Prices have been down for a long time. This has been a tough road.
If the banker gives them a loan for putting in soybeans when things were optimistic, how are you going to pay back the bill?
Well, again, you're assuming the prices are going to stay where they are, and that is being negative.
There's no assurance from the president that we're going to have $9 beans come fall. None.
Yeah. Do you ever get that, Tim? Did you get that from Barack Obama?
I didn't vote. I voted for Trump. I was supporting Trump while you were still on the fence with Trump in 2016.
I'm not saying you're not. I'm saying you don't get that assurance from any president. You don't. It's called the market. For crying out loud. Tim, I appreciate your concern. I know there's a lot of concern out there. I'm not in any way dismissing it. I'm just saying there's two ways to look at it. There's two ways to look at it. And I'm talking to a lot of people who are saying, hey, it's not fun, this uncertainty. Don't like this bumpy ride. But I want it to be better. I want it to be better. So let's go a different way. And every time a price dips, you can't freak out. Not in the middle of it.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim@IndieFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.